I turn a corner, entering yet another barren hall with nothing but torches on the walls. Something is odd, though. There's a heaviness in the air. The entire labyrinth has been filled with a damp, musty scent. But this is different. It's earthy and woody. It has traces of heat and spice. I slow my pace, looking around for anything unusual. But nothing is amiss. Where is this scent coming from? It's kinda nice.
Mick, wait for me!
A voice echoes. I freeze and whirl around. Caden races around a bend, emerging from an area I've already been. Like Sean, he looks a bit different than I remember, more polished. He holds a sleek oaken bow, and his hunting garb is made of thick green fabric with leather detailing. He looks like Robin Hood himself. Caden?
Follow me. Come back this way. Let's find the source of the good smell.
But I need to go. I can't be here.
You've been doing such a good job, though. You can afford a detour. The Minotaur is really far away.
I inhale, allowing the heavy aroma to roll into my lungs. It seems to grow stronger with each passing moment. It makes me dizzy, almost like I just downed a couple martinis.
If we make it quick.
A tiny smile forms on my lips.
Awesome. Let's check this out.
He races around the corner.
Wait up!
I jog after him, unspooling thread as I move. I round the bend and follow, going as fast as my legs will carry me. The physical exertion causes me to breathe heavily, pulling more and more of the pleasant scent into my body. My dick inflates as I move, flopping up and down. It's this scent. It has a dirty, sweaty undertone. Under normal circumstances, I'd find it repulsive. Now, though, I can't get enough. It makes me feel safe and calm.
Well, wait, I call out to Caden as I run out of energy.
He stops and turns while I stumble to the side, catching myself on the brick wall. The corridor seems to spin. I'm seeing double... no, triple. How many Cadens are in here with me?
What's happening to me?
I sink to the floor. Do you feel this too?
What do you mean, Mick? I feel fine.
He crouches beside me.
Doesn't it smell so good in here?
Yeah. I glance down at my cock to see something truly terrifying. My legs. Thick brown hair has sprouted from the skin. It looks almost like fur. It traces from my thighs down to my ankles. And it's still growing. I just stare while more and more hair sprouts. The dense carpet gets thicker and thicker. My heart pounds with fear, but my mind is so sluggish and calm. I don't understand.
Something's wrong.
I look up at Caden with pleading eyes.
I don't see anything wrong. You just need to relax, bro. Here, I'll help you up.
He grabs my arm and hoists me to my feet. Draping it over his shoulder, I walk beside him. He carries me forward while I continue unspooling thread. Caden, I feel really good.
Awesome, bro. We're getting so close. Can't you feel it?
My dick has swollen to its full length. The skin is bright pink, and the slit at the tip is wet and dilated. I'm definitely feeling something, though I'm not sure what. I don't have to wait long to find out, though. We turn a corner and come face to face with my nightmare. Massive, muscular, and inhuman, the Minotaur stands before us. I freeze up, tracing my gaze along his hairy, powerful legs. His calves are sharp and defined. His thighs are dense like columns of stone. I glance past his fur loincloth to examine his shredded abs and tight-fit pecs. His trunk is coated in a light dusting of brown hair that traces up into thick fur covering his neck. His face. It's not a face at all. It's the head of a bull. Thick, dangerous horns protrude from his forehead. His eyes are tiny and wild. A heavy brass ring juts from his wide nostrils. He's a monster. He's vile.
Gah!
He lets out a deep guttural noise while stomping his feet. I stumble back and drop the ball of thread. The Minotaur has a battle axe with a thick wooden handle, but he tosses it aside. It hits the wall, causing bricks to crack.
No!
I try to run, but I just trip over myself. I'm so dizzy. I can't move or see straight. Caden, help!
But I am helping, Mick.
He crouches and cups my cheek in his palm.
Don't you understand? Your body wants this.
He looks down at my engorged penis. I watch with terrified eyes as the Minotaur moves forward. He raises his arms into the air and does something unexpected, a double bicep flex. Even with my blurred vision, I can make out the rising mountains of muscle. The density is unbelievable. His biceps tighten, forming striated baseballs beneath his skin. Round, full, hard. His body oozes strength and authority. And it's emitting something else, too. Sweaty bushes of pit hair hang beneath the muscles. Each time he flexes and relaxes, the mesmerizing scent intensifies. I cough and gag. I'm drowning in his musk. I've been smelling Minotaur sweat this entire time. His bull pheromones. And then I remember the card I drew when playing the board game. Minotaur's temptation was written alongside an image of a flexed bicep with an unusually hairy armpit. Green trails seeped from the matted hair like noxious gas. That card, it brought me to the center of the labyrinth. Please, no! I try to scramble backward, but my heavy limbs barely move.
Shh, it's okay, buddy.
Caden pets my hair and rakes his nails over my scalp.
You made such good progress, but it's time to let that go. You'll grow to love your new home. You'll grow to love your new owner.
The Minotaur steps forward, his nostrils flaring while he breathes. He stares down at me with those beady animalistic eyes. Something begins to change between his legs. His loincloth rises. His dick is inflating. He reaches down and removes the garment, setting his monster cock free. Orange torchlight illuminates the organ, casting a lengthy, wide shadow along the wall. This dick, it's unlike anything I've ever seen before. Like a third arm flexing, it rises into the air, forcing me to stare in awe and fear. Arteries bulge from the surface, branching out like tree roots. At the base, a bush of dark brown pubes is matted with sweat. Down lower, testicles the size of apples dangle in a soft, smooth ball sack. And his tip, it's a purple, flared mushroom cap. The slit is wide and wet, like a pair of lips waiting for a kiss. Maybe it's this scent in the air, or maybe it's just my own shock, but my arms and legs begin moving. They crawl toward the cock while my brain shuts down. All thoughts and feelings fade away. I'm a shell of myself. I need to get closer to the cock.
Yeah, that's good. Crawl toward him. Show respect and admiration for his body. Show that you understand your place beneath a man.
Penis, I whisper, while rising onto my knees. Penis, penis, penis. The chant leaves my lips. It's sick, but it's the only word I can think to say. This cylindrical sex organ, it's beautiful. It's the finest work of art the gods have ever created. It needs to be kissed. I lean forward, touching my lips to the dark, hot flesh. The moment I make contact, something surreal happens. My feet. I lose feeling in them. I look down, watching as they shrink and darken. My legs begin changing shape too. They grow emaciated while the thick hair blankets every inch. At some level, I understand what's happening to me. I'm transforming. The Minotaur's pet, the final card I drew from the deck. It showed a satyr, an ugly little man with the lower body of a goat. My feet shrivel up, hardening into hooves. A tiny tail sprouts above my ass while my cock shrinks to the size of my pinky finger. I'm turning into something awful, something sick, but I can't focus on it. I need to keep kissing the cock. I look back up at the phallus, and my unease vanishes. This cock is all that matters. My body is irrelevant.
That's right. Just shut down. Worship his cock.
Caden presses my face toward the veiny underside. I give in, locking into a filthy kiss. The Minotaur releases a deep, wet grunt of approval as I trace my tongue along the underside. I work my way up to the cockhead. The tip is slick with unholy lust, and I lap it all up. My tongue swirls, savoring the monstrous precum. It tastes better than I expected. It's earthy and savory. Pheromones from his damp nest of pubic hair flood my lungs, causing my entire body to become loose and relaxed. I'm kneeling before a creature that could crush my bones, but I feel no fear. admiration. That's all I feel for this creature. This is peak masculinity. He has the ideal male body, strong and commanding. But I pull back. My head hurts. A pain is building in my forehead. Something is happening. I grip my head in my hands.
The transformation, it's finalizing.
Caden reaches down and fondles my hard dick, causing a shiver of happiness to race into my core.
The pain is a good thing. It means you finally accepted what you are.
Urgh! A groan escapes my lips as my body morphs. Hard lumps appear on my forehead, growing tall and bursting through the skin. I touch the protruding bone while pain sears in my skull. My watery eyes drop tears as I realize what these are. Goat horns. I'm a goat, a satyr. My shimmering tears fall to the floor, but they aren't tears of sadness. They're tears of joy and relief. I know I'll never leave this place. Stress from school, anxiety around girls, worrying about getting a job and paying my tuition. Those troubles have all vanished. Life is becoming so simple now. I'm just a cocksucker.
Grumph.
The Minotaur stomps his feet and looks down at me with a soft, affectionate gaze. He can sense my surrender. He knows he owns me. His cock broke my body and my mind. Reaching down, he scoops me into his arms. I rest my head against his hairy chest, savoring the deep, rumbling beat of his heart. His skin is lightly sweaty. The smell is sharp. He's all around me. I'm bathing in his masculinity.
Goodbye, Mick.
Caden stands and smiles.
Enjoy your new life. We'll all miss you.